Doesn't it make you mad when they totally miss the point?
Ooh. The Polar Express. No,
Boo.
That's not a classic.
I don't understand why he's so adamant about kicking that girl off the train that didn't have a ticket.
It all ties together, Steve.
It does? Yeah. Why did he have to kick her off?
He wasn't kicking her off. He was just taking her to a secret, less comfortable place. That sounds for kids without tickets. That sounds like a bad place.
You gotta follow the rules.
Hey, kid, you don't have a ticket. Come with me.
But then didn't he lock her in that car with all the ugly puppets?
What is this?
No, that was the main kid tried to.
He was like up on the roof of the train with the hobo.
Yeah, sounds like great things.
Why is there a hobo on a train with a bunch of kids?
He's riding the rails.
Riding the rails. He's a hobo, man.
Where are his children's parents?
To the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show, 23rd annual holiday break-ins. Free Beer's here. That's me. Hot Wings across from
Hello.
From me at the Mostly Round Table. Steve is back.
Hello.
Kelly is still working on her break-in.
Yeah.
Maitland is about to share hers with us. Tommy behind the glass.
Well, Kelly's killed me.
Yes, it did.
Good for that guy.
That young man, if you're just tuning in, just turned 21. First person in his family to graduate high school and did so after his... His mother passed away, and people were writing in, and I didn't see it, but, well, I did see some of them, but then they kept coming in. Get him the bike! Get him the e-bike! And Idiots for Underdogs is going to do that in addition to the other stuff. But this text is great. Buy that kid a horse. He's a knight in shining armor the way he behaves.
Boy, that's true.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
That is a great sentiment.
The way that is Josh? Said.
Josh. Yeah.
Good on you, Josh. You are doing it right.
Yep. That's the one that when I get home today, I'm going to tell all my boys about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like to say, hey, look,
yes,
you guys are very lucky, and I'm glad you are. But this is the type of resilience that you'll want.
Well, in so many of these cases, all it takes is one thing that happens that, you know, things are going great. One thing happens. Somebody gets sick. God forbid somebody passes away. Mm-hmm. Somebody loses a job. And that's all it takes in a lot of cases.
That's what you'll hear in a lot of these is it's what we've often felt is people who have been doing the right thing, all the things you're supposed to do as an adult, go to work, pay your taxes, pay the insurance, keep up on your bills the best you can, and then something beyond their control happens and sets everything.
Tommy's favorite.
Today's show brought to you by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. Faith the Great, Maitland joins us right now. Hello, Maitland.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
I'm doing all right. I'm recovering from hearing Kelly's.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We're all here just sobbing.
Yeah.
Yes. When we said, let's buy Idiots for Underdogs needs to buy the bike, you guys nodding, you could see the nods saying, yes, what were you waiting for?
Yeah.
Right? Is that how it felt?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, anticipation.
Mate, what do we got going on in your family? And where are you
right
now?
We are on the way to Granville right now.
Okay.
Yeah, my nominators, I just want to say, like, I could not have asked for better nominators this year. I feel like every year, you know, every break-in you do is personal on some level, but
Absolutely.
This one just got deeper and deeper, and it's going to be one that I carry with me the rest of my life.
Well, it seems like you made best friends out of it, too, right?
I feel like I did. We had a group chat going. We called it the FBHW Burglars. And we have just been going back and forth for the past few weeks, just learning more and more as much as I can about this family. And they are absolutely incredible. So thank you to Stephanie and Tyler for just inviting me into your lives and also to be part, a small secret part of this family story. It's incredible.
And Maitland, just to that point, and I think we should all say this, and I'm sure you'll all agree, the nominator is probably the most important part of the whole thing.
100%.
Like the better the nominator, the better the break-in. And we're dealing, they've always been great because already the nominator is taking it in their heart to help someone to try. Yeah. And we've got some great ones this year.
I felt bad for mine. I was putting the pressure on her. I was like, hey, I need this. I need this. I need this. I need to know that they're out of the house and all of this. And she's like, I'm trying. I'm trying. I was like, not try harder.
Not good enough.
Yeah, she did amazing.
Yeah, I got lucky because I have two. They're best friends. And they both wrote nomination letters. So what I'm about to read you guys, if you don't mind, if I read the whole
Please
letter,
yeah, go for it.
Is just it's kind of a combined version of both of them. So if you're ready, I'm ready. I'll start.
Do it.
Okay.
Okay. I met one of my greatest friends, Jacob, in 2021 through work, first virtually, then in person 2 years later. He was smart, kind, and one of the best people in our department. Outside of work, the three of us became close friends, bonded by our shared love language, roasting. That roasting
that sounds familiar.
It sure does. That roasting ramped up when Jacob developed a never-ending cough. We joked constantly, telling him to drink water, tossing him cough drops, until appointment after appointment led to devastating news.
Oh, no.
After extensive testing, Jacob was diagnosed with a rare cancer that had spread to his brain, lungs, oh, my God, ribs, spine, and hips.
I didn't see that coming.
We were stunned. It had all started with a cough. Jacob went on leave to begin treatment, and somehow our group chat stayed full of dark humor. Laughter was how we survived. He fought for nearly 2 years while being a devoted father to four kids, two boys, now 14 and 18, and two little girls, ages 2 and 5. As a sole provider, being off work hit hard financially, but Jacob and his wife, Ashley, never asked for help or lost hope. Ashley became the backbone of the family, holding everything together, while Jacob was often too weak from treatment to even lift his daughters. The treatment stopped working, his brain swelling became uncontrollable, and Jacob passed away at home with his family this summer. Ashley lost her husband, and four children lost their dad. Jacob was the kind of man who would give his last dollar to help someone, and tragically, just weeks before his passing, he lost his job, leaving the family without income, benefits, or life insurance. The kids are remarkable. They each carry Jacob's humor, kindness, and heart in their own special ways. Ashley continues to do everything she can to help keep their family afloat, stretching every dollar and putting her children first, especially as the holidays bring more stress than joy. Ashley would never ask for help, but she deserves it, and these kids deserve to feel the magic of Christmas again. We, Tyler and Stephanie, were among Jacob's closest friends, and since his passing, we've become like family to them. From just coming over to hang out with them, taking them to extracurriculars and out for fun days at various sporting events, we know we can't replace their father, but we can help fill that void. We see the weight they carry every day, and there is no family more deserving of some light this season. I know Jacob is watching, God, sorry,
you're doing great.
Proud of his family and grateful for any moment of happiness brought back into their home. With all our hearts, Tyler and Stephanie.
Those are amazing nominators.
Yes, absolutely. Oh. They have been so kind, and just seeing, they told me over and over again, every time I would update them with any new experience that was, you know, donated by our fantastic community or just anything, any update that I would send them, they would say, oh my goodness, we would move mountains for these kids, but you know, we can't do it alone. So being able to help them, and they care so much about these kids and this family, and it's incredible.
It speaks to the impact that Dad had when he was here too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know,
that, like the line where they said, carries within them the heart, the humor, the kindness.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. Maitland, well done.
Yes.
What are they going to see when they come home?
So the girls, they are kind of all girls. So they're going to walk in and see just all pink, all Disney, all like baby dolls, things like that. And some really fun experiences that they're going to be able to have. We were able, thanks to Van Andel Arena, to get them tickets to Disney on Ice.
Awesome.
Oh, nice.
The Grand Rapids Ballet also gave them tickets to go see the ballet. They get backstage passes, and they even included a couple little cards to give them free ballet lessons.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
The Grand Rapids Children's Museum gave them some passes to come visit for the day. The Meyer Gardens, and of course, so many toys from Flat River Group. And the boys are pretty funny. They're all sports all the time. So thanks to the Grand Rapids Griffins, the GR Gold, the Grand Rapids Rise, they get to go to those games. But for Berlin Raceway, these boys are super into like Formula One and NASCAR. So they get to go to a race, but they also get to ride in a pace car.
Oh,
what?
We did that once. It was awesome.
It is. It's very cool.
Yeah. So much fun.
They're going to have so much fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
And then, too, when I asked for more about the boys, like, okay, other than sports, what else are they into? They were like, they're just teenage boys. They love pizza and chicken wings. And so thanks to Jet's Pizza, they're covered on that. But then thanks to all of the idiots and everybody who purchased items off of the Amazon wish list, we also got them a new pizza oven.
Oh, that's great.
So oh, that's incredible. That's
fun. They're going to have so much fun with that. And then for mom, too, we got some help from the Blissful Clean here in West Michigan. They're going to be cleaning her home, just kind of giving her a fresh start to kind of catch up.
That's a big deal.
It is. Yeah. We got in touch with her hairstylist in Granville. She works at the Maine, so she will be doing her hair. And then, of course, we have the gift cards from Family Fair, $1,500 for groceries. We also got her Ulta because they said she was running out of some cosmetics. So another grocery gift card, but she can also use it for gas. And then just lots of like comfort and self-care items so that she takes some time for herself too.
She must be a heck of a human being as well, keeping everything together.
Yeah.
Very similar to like Steve's.
Yeah. It's, the loss of a parent is devastating.
Maitland, well done.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.